Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 2, Liars.
You don't have to worry about me.
That's what my wife said.
I'm not your wife.
I'm not letting anyone else turn. She was bitten, and Greg was bitten, and they lied.
Sorry, but I'm not lying.
Hunter said he wasn't bitten, but he was. I knew he was lying, but I couldn't believe Hunter lied to me.
I'm sorry about your lying friends.
Hunter wasn't my friend. Hunter was my son.
My stomach dropped. What was wrong with this guy? I can strip for you if you want. It helped in the quarantine zone.
No need.
Oh no, they're here. Charles spun around to the window. That was my chance. I dove over the side of the pew, scraping my leg in the process. Blood poured out.
No!
He fired at me. I pulled my gun and fired back, but nothing happened. Shit, safety.
I'll find you!
I crawled under the pews, all the way to the back row.
I know you'll turn! And I knew you led them here. You and your friend.
You're leading them here with your gunfire! I saw his feet under the pews as he approached down the aisle. I switched off the safety and fired.
Son of a bitch! I knew you assholes lied. I'm going to kill you and your friend!
I couldn't see where he ran to. I backed into the corner of the room and hid behind a wooden column. I held the gun against my chest. There was the creature. I peered around the corner to see a thrasher inside. This one was big. Shit, where'd that guy go? I got on my stomach and crawled around the corner behind the last row of pews. I needed to get to the side door.
I really hope this guy wasn't lying. Where the hell is this car? Shit, I hope that wasn't near the church. Time to hurry. Wait a second, here we go. Yes. Holy shit.
I opened the door slowly. I had waited for the creature to make its way to the back of the church, down a hall. When I stepped outside, I saw another creature by a row of bushes. It was sniffing the air. I went back into the church. Shit. I didn't know what to do.
Got you, you son of a bitch!
I dove behind the pew and hid. Just then a door burst open and another creature appeared. I couldn't see Charles anywhere, but the creature came close. It jumped on the pew and leaned over, sniffing the air. It was right above me. If it had just looked down, it would have seen me. I slowly got on my back and rolled under the pew. I kept rolling back, one pew at a time. The creature crawled over the pews. It seemed to follow me. It couldn't have seen me. It would have attacked. Maybe it could smell me. I continued my way back until I ran out of the pews. The creature was getting closer. I sat up, back against the pew. I steadied my hand. Okay. Jump up and fire as many bullets as I need. I have to do it fast before it closes in. I took a deep breath. One. Two. Three. I jumped up and fired. I had hit the thing, but it jumped to the side and now ran down the aisle. Oh shit! Charging. I hobbled down the side aisle as it jumped onto the pew. I was a shitty shot, but I kept firing. I limped out the side door and past a row of bushes. The creature was right behind me. I had nowhere to go. I spun around, but tripped over my own foot. It was right there. Charging. Shit. I closed my eyes and fired. I was out of bullets, but it didn't matter. The thing was dead. A hole in its head. Bullseye.
Yeah! Take that!
I went to stand, but my ankle was killing me. I decided to stay seated. I stared at the creature. It was disgusting. Its tongue hanging limply out of its mouth. Its eyes wide. Its left arm was twitching.
Good job! Although I would have taken care of it. I'm used to having to take care of things.
Please. He walked out of the church and made his way over to me.
Out of bullets?
Yes. There was no reason to lie. I knew he knew.
This is why I shouldn't trust outsiders.
I didn't lure these things here.
It scratched you!
He pointed at my scraped leg. That's from the pews.
Sure it is! Just like Hunter's scratch was from the car.
The creature didn't touch me.
I won't take any chances.
The man raised his gun and pointed it at my head. This was the third time I've had a gun at my head. I thought about the looters and how Mark had shot them.
You won't turn! I won't let you!
I closed my eyes and waited for it. I opened my eyes to see his body lying on the ground, a hole in the side of his head.
Are you all right?
Ambridge came down from the road. Holy shit, I thought I was dead.
That son of a bitch shot his whole family, left him in the car.
You found it?
Down the road, yeah.
And?
And we may be able to use it, but there were no keys. He lied. I hightailed it back as soon as I saw the dead bodies. Sorry, man, I shouldn't have left you here with that lunatic. These things.
Ambridge kicked the dead creature.
There any more?
Just two. I think he killed the other one.
Figures. If there were more, they'd be on us right now.
Do you think he has the keys on him?
Let's check. Nothing.
Damn.
You okay?
Help me up.
Yeah, no problem. Let's check the church.
That's what we did. We found a little room in the back with blankets and pillows and canned food. We eventually found the car keys in a small desk drawer.
Good. Well, let's get to that gas station.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Dylan Whitehead. Starring Adam Jetmore as Jay. Jack Austin as Ambridge. Co-starring Willis Harris. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack. Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. And Dylan Mixer at dmixmusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.